VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And folks, we do thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk as we have a very important topic to talk about today. The top headline in today's edition of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reads this: Gun Accidents Claiming Kids. The subtitle reads, U.S. children die in such shootings every other day. The story reports that approximately 320 children in the United States are killed in accidental shootings from January 1st, 2014 to June 30th, 2016. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a tragic headline, and we don't discount it in the least. These are young lives that are claimed by accidental shootings, and it is tragic. But how much more should we be outraged, not by accidents, but by intentional killing? I'm speaking of the killing of the preborn in the mother's womb. Whereas headlines are garnered for 320 children over a period of 2.5 years, and rightly so, yet every single day, approximately 3,000 children are killed by abortion. Now that's approximately 2.7 million children in that same time period as the accidental gun shootings. Where is the outrage? Yesterday, Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of these abortions, celebrated its 100th anniversary. Imagine that, folks. Planned Parenthood celebrating its 100th birthday in a role that keeps millions from celebrating their own birth. Even President Obama, who has highlighted the tragedy of young lives being killed by guns, sent out a tweet yesterday with his hopes for another 100 years for America's largest abortion business. Hillary Clinton joined with several tweets in the same regard. Well, joining us on Crosstalk today to discuss Planned Parenthood 100 years later is Brad Mattis. He's president and CEO of the Life Issues Institute. They're an international organization dedicated to changing hearts and minds of millions of people through pro-life education. Brad, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's nice to be with you again.
Brad, I don't know about you, but for me, it's really hard to fully grasp the number of children being killed by abortion. I mean, we just went through some numbers. It's hard to get a hold of.
Yes, and I think we're talking about 59 million children since Roe versus Wade. And to put that into somewhat of a perspective, that's like wiping out the nation's 94 largest cities in America. Or you could wipe out the entire populations of California and New York combined and still have lives left over. Hmm. So every 26 seconds, another heart is stilled by abortion. And as you mentioned, Planned Parenthood is the leading advocate killing these kids.
Why is there such outrage over children dying by accidental gun shootings? I mean, front headlines in the newspaper, bold print, but broad acceptance for the killing of children in the womb.
Well, we've gotten to the point, Jim, where abortion is not only accepted, it's celebrated. It's considered a sacred right. Representative Pelosi, who used to be Speaker of the House from California, who claims to be a devout Catholic, said that abortion is a sacred right. And she was talking about late-term abortion. Mm-hmm. When we have people who have such a low regard for innocent human life, it's no wonder that we have a society that follows. And Planned Parenthood is the nation's most aggressive lobbyist for abortion and provider of abortion, as you mentioned, on the state and federal levels. And if we can stop their funding, I think we're a huge step toward our ultimate goal of ending abortion.
Over the weekend, yesterday, Planned Parenthood celebrated their 100th anniversary. Let's just back up a bit, Brad. What can you tell us about this organization? What do we know about its founding and its purpose?
Well, it was founded by Margaret Sanger, and that name probably means is familiar to the listeners. She was very much an in-your-face member of the eugenics movement. And then when World War II came along and it became so obvious the blatant inhumanity of eugenics movement through Hitler and Nazis and the death camps, they went underground. But Margaret Sanger is on record of stating the best thing that a poor family can do in a large family is kill its young. She called blacks weeds and had a Negro project, she called it, to keep them from multiplying or being born. Clearly, Planned Parenthood's roots are in this type of evil eugenics, and they have continued that effort. Back then, it was through birth control because they didn't dream abortion would be so rampant as it is today. But now Planned Parenthood has carried on Margaret Sanger's legacy of death and destruction, and not only killing the babies, but then often maiming physically and emotionally the mothers and fathers after the abortion.
Brad, I was reading several articles in preparation for our interview today, and there was an article that came out from Associated Press in which they were talking about Margaret Sanger, its founder, and they mentioned she was all about birth control, but they said in this article, and this brought, this caused question marks in my mind, they said she opposed abortion. Did she?
Well, there was a 1963 brochure, as late as 63, where Planned Parenthood is on record opposing abortion because in the brochure it says it can hurt women and that abortion kills a baby that has begun, whereas contraceptive keeps a life from starting. So, yes, Planned Parenthood did have a history of opposing abortion and actually understanding what it does to the mothers and the babies. However, that has changed, and now it is so money-driven, we are hearing from those in Planned Parenthood that they are under constant pressure to increase the number of abortions because that's where the money is. They even have quotas of needing so many abortions per month to keep their doors open, and they threaten staff that they will be sent home early and not paid if they don't keep the abortion count up.
Brad Mattis with us today from the Life Issues Institute. And, Brad, you mentioned about the eugenics of Margaret Sanger, and I find it very interesting as she had some of these very racist views and found that these views evidently are continuing because Cecile Richards, now the CEO of Planned Parenthood, she writes, "And while teen pregnancy rates are at an all-time low and still dropping, too many young women of color do not have equal access to affordable and effective contraceptives. More than 10 million women of color are in need of publicly funded contraception because of their income, yet less than 8 million women of all races are getting the publicly supported services they need." And I find that interesting because we are often finding Planned Parenthood going into minority neighborhoods to establish their business.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Jim, because we have done research on that very specific thing. And we took census tract data, which is perfect for analyzing ethnicity in small pockets of population. We drew a 2-mile radius around every Planned Parenthood surgical abortion facility within walking distance or neighborhood. And 78% are located in predominantly black or Latino neighborhoods. Now, since 2005, Planned Parenthood has built 22 mega abortion facilities across the country. Now, looking at those alone, 86% since 2005 of these mega centers are in neighborhoods of black or Latino women. Now, they also market their product to colleges because a large number of women in that age group have abortions. And since 2005, a horrific 95% of their mega abortion facilities are near colleges or women of color. And that shows clearly that they are marketing abortion to the minority populations and going where the business is. You know, they say their motto is care no matter what, but it's really not. It's money no matter what.
And, Brad, at the same time, they're gaining acceptance even by African-American churches to come in and promote their services, so-called.
Yes. It's a tragedy that the people that are being targeted are blind to the fact that their population is being decimated due to abortion. When you look at the number of black babies that die by abortion every year, it's more than all the other causes of death combined.
My.
We're talking heart disease, AIDS, violence, cancer, everything combined, still abortion kills more of the black community than all of those others do.
Brad Mattis with us here today. And Brad, this past Friday, the Daily Signal reported that Planned Parenthood affiliates operate 650 clinics across the country. They're the nation's leading abortion provider, performing 324,000 abortions last year. I think that's just one over every 90 seconds or so, or 98 seconds?
Right. Every 90 seconds, they kill another baby. And every day, they get 1.5 million tax dollars from you and I to carry out this extreme abortion agenda.
That is outrageous, and I know there have been a number of states have stepped up. We'll talk more about some of the released tapes last week, but its CEO, as we've mentioned, Cecile Richards, she stated that Planned Parenthood, regarding this, they said, "We are part of the fabric of American life in all 50 states." Are they really part of our fabric as a nation?
They've infiltrated our fabric, but what they represent is death and destruction, and they're making blood money off the backs of women who are told that in order to solve your social problems, your economic problems, you must kill your flesh and blood, your own child, as a result. And as you and I know, common sense tells us that women who do this have repercussions afterwards, sometimes physically, often emotionally. It's a horrific infliction on American society, and they're doing it because of money. And one thing I'd like to point out, Jim, is that Cecile Richards, 2 years ago in 2014, their report showed that she had increased her salary from a few years before from about $500,000 to about $1 million. Mm. Now, when you look at how many babies have to die to pay for her salary, you're looking at 2,000 abortions to pay her $1 million salary. Now, can you imagine laying your head down on a pillow every night, you or I doing this, thinking that 2,000 babies had to die to pay our salaries?
My.
That's the reality of Planned Parenthood.
And the reality is also, don't they claim to be a non-profit organization?
Oh, they do, but yet they post tens of millions of dollars, I believe $27 million profit in their last annual report. Jim, they get from the 2014-2015 report, they received over $554 million from our taxes. That's over a $500 million, B as in billion tax dollars.
Folks, this is outrageous, and we have seen bills come even before the president to have those dollars pulled. And, I mean, we have had an administration that has threatened to shut down the entire U.S. government unless we continue to fund Planned Parenthood. Brad Mattis is with us today. He's the president and CEO of the Life Issues Institute, their website, lifeissues.org. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk further Planned Parenthood 100 years later. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.